Report said today that the most popular plan with, what, 15 of the 30 votes was actually the 16-team plan, right?
That was on the general manager side. Okay. And that they have very different motivations than, let's say, the owners and the players do. The owners want to get revenue coming in back in and maximize that as much as possible, as do the players. It's kind of that rare situation where their interests are completely aligned in a way, instead of being almost opposed to each other. So I think we're going to get that 20 or 22 team plan. It seems like that's going to be what they're going to vote on here this coming week, and then that'll start to put everything into play for how they move this season forward.
So I guess, I mean, if we're looking for a vote this week, how close are we to just finalizing and saying this is what the plan is going to be?
Yeah, it's going to likely be Thursday. It sounds like Thursday they're going to do another Board of Governors call. So essentially they gave them all the information on all the plans. This is what it did look like. This is an idea what the schedule will look like. This is an idea what the playoffs will look like. And here's all the financial impacts. And then they're giving the Board of Governors a chance to go back, look that over with their people, and make a decision. And they're going to come back. And from what I was told is they're hopeful they'll get the 3/4 majority to approve it. And if they don't, then they'll be kind of back to the drawing board. But it sounds like the owners are just about there, and they believe that they're going to get that 3/4 majority pretty quick. So I would say by next Thursday, we're going to know what this is going to look like, and then we'll start to hear dates and everything else that comes along with it.
Well, I guess that was my next question. Like, my biggest problem with the NHL plan the other day was they announced this format. Hey, here's what it's going to look like. But then not only do we not know dates or sites, there also is a lot of, like, economic issues to work out. Like, nothing's been agreed to on that level. Is the NBA going to be the same type of thing where we learn a format, but we don't actually know if they're going to agree to it and play?
No, we're going to know Thursday if they agree to it. They'll vote on it, and then they'll agree to it, and then it'll all come together from there. We may not know the exact dates just yet, but we know it's going to be Walt Disney World in Florida. We know it's going to be, we'll know by then whether it's 22 teams, maybe somehow 16 teams is what gains momentum. But we'll know that. We'll know what the format is. It's not going to be like the NHL. It'll be much more fleshed out. And I would be surprised if by this time next week or by next weekend, if we don't have all the dates and everything else.
So let's get into the Disney World aspect of it. You're in Orlando, right?
I am, yes.
How long have you been there?
Nearly 20 years.
Okay, so you know the area well. First of all, why Disney World over, say, like, we've been very worked up. I have been. Because I wanted Vegas to be at least one of the bubble cities. Why do you believe it's Disney World over Vegas?
Yeah, I was the one who wrote the article for Yahoo Sports that pitched why Walt Disney World made the most sense. And I've been to Las Vegas at least 10 years running now. I need to sit down and eventually figure that out. But for Summer League, and I think it's a fantastic venue for Summer League. But I think what set Disney aside is it's private property. They can do whatever it is that they need to say, this is for the NBA, this is for the NBA only, and you're not going to get near it unless you have reason to be in there. And I think that is ultimately what makes the difference. They have all the basketball facilities you need right at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. They have the hotels for housing. So I think that's really on par with Las Vegas and pretty equal. It becomes a private property precinct is where I think they really stand out.
Well, my co-host Steve is very concerned about alligators at Disney World.
There are some, but I don't think anywhere near where the players are going to be. I think they'll be just fine.